When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's happening?
What's happening?
No.
What's happening?
That's silly. She listened to the podcast or something?
What's happening?
Yeah, the Billy Madison Show.
We got into an argument about it the other day. I said, no, Grandma, I'm not sexist. Marissa just sucks. I have to whoop her ass into shape.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I'm sure there's things about you that can be whipped into shape. And I'm like, no, Grandma, actually not. I'm perfect compared to her.
Right.
I do stuff every day. I just built her a damn house.
Yeah, you're building a house.
Right, and I can't even get her to wash a T-shirt.
Ooh, yeah, you need a
clean shirt. I don't know why
she's
defending her so hard. I told my grandma, I'm like, I don't know why you're defending her so hard. You've been down here. You've seen her fridge. You know she sucks.
Yeah,
you know,
because
she has a lot of like outdated stuff like in the fridge.
Oh, that's the worst.
And when my grandma comes down, she cleans out the fridge.
Oh, you should have grandma come more often.
Yeah, I don't know why she acts like, you know, like, come on, grandma, you know.
Well, with what's happening... Number five, a dude gets genius tattoo on finger that helps him measure things.
Okay.
So he got a ruler on his hand. Look at that. So he can measure stuff.
Right. That's, I mean, I guess smarter.
I don't know, but it was like, well, the only thing that dude really needs to measure is his wiener.
Mm-hmm.
So. Like,
oh, that's what it's for.
I mean, but why do you need it? I could see a girl getting it on her hand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, what are all these lines? What does that mean? It's like, oh, it's a ruler. So I can rule you in or rule you out.
Mm.
Right? I get it for a woman. But I don't know why a dude would do it. Guess he's a handyman, though.
Okay.
So that's why he got the inking.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, I need about 6 inches here. And he just pulls his finger out. Some people were saying it's genius. Others were saying that it's perverted.
Hmm.
This person says, I was skeptical of the aesthetic, but it turned out to be pretty cool, and I was happy with how perfect it is. He's got other tattoos as well.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, I could totally see, like, a woman getting that done. But I don't know why a dude would have a ruler.
I don't know. Yeah, unless he was into dudes.
You can get a keychain one, because that's what you have, Derek.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to use to measure Nard's nose.
Mm. Yep, you ain't got to put it on your finger.
No.
No.
You're going to measure that little button nose you got over there.
Mm-hmm.
Little tiny ass nose you got. That little, look at that. You could be, he's like Voldemort over there with no nose.
What?
Yes, look at him. He's got no nose.
I have a
number
nose.
Four.
He does look like,
he does look like Voldemort. He does.
Yeah. Number four, a monkey bites finger of woman as she was holding a peanut.
Hmm. All right.
Well, I guess, no, sorry. The monkey thought it was a peanut, but it was her actual nail.
Oh. Okay.
So this British tourist got more than she bargained for when she went out to feed the monkeys while on holiday. And this is one of those Barbary macaques.
Yeah.
When it decided to leap onto her head, evidently not happy to wait for her to feed him on its own, the monkey, which is nicknamed Big Daddy, due to his impressive size.
All right.
Big Daddy's on her head.
Hell yeah.
And Big Daddy bites her finger because he thought it was a peanut. Damn, that would hurt so bad. Look at this.
Yeah.
He is a big daddy. Look, his balls just resting on her head.
Definitely.
That's just weird.
Definitely a weird thing, yeah.
That's that's one of those. I saw a dog yesterday, and it was just getting walked, and his balls were just shaking, and I just was like, I cannot have a male dog.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Because his balls are all out.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
They don't look as bad when they're neutered, though.
Oh, they don't?
No,
because they look shriveled.
Well, they don't have balls. Yeah, basically, their balls are gone.
So they look more like girl dogs?
They kind of do. Well, when they roll on their bellies, you still see their wieners.
Yeah, they have dinglings. They just don't. Yeah. They don't have the berries.
Yeah.
So they take the whole berries off.
It's not as aggressive when they don't have the berries.
But they still have the coin pouch, you know? They just don't have anything in the.
But
no
dog
coins.
Balls are very, like.
It's aggressive.
Yep.
I don't know. It's just the aesthetic throws me off.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Like, if I was, you know, you know, like a burly dude, and I wanted a burly dog to match or something.
Okay, yeah. But when you're a family man.
Yeah. It's
like kind of like, hey, we got young kids.
We got young kids. We don't need this aggressiveness.
Yeah.
It's the red rocket that freaks me out.
Yeah, you don't like that either. Do you have a girl dog?
I do have a girl dog now. I had a boy dog before.
And you didn't like it, did
no,
you?
No, like it was just sitting there and all of a sudden his little rocket was ready. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
it's just me and you in here.
Just weird.
Number three.
Doctor shows slice of penis under a microscope and it leaves men squirming.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a photo. Up. Look at that, Nard. That's inside a wiener.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yep.
No. No.
What do you mean, no?
That's disgusting. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Like, who wants to see that?
Well, this guy wanted to show men what it's like to look at their ding-dongs underneath a microscope, and it was a sliced open one. It was like...
Yeah!
Yeah. So he wanted
just
to show...
Just saying that is just like...
Yeah, I know it's different.
Number two.
Dude pulls out boxing gloves in a driving fight, so it's like a road rage incident.
Okay.
And so they're road raging. He goes in his car, pulls out the boxing gloves, and he's ready to go. So, all right, let's do this.
Did he give his opponent a pair?
I believe so.
He just put a pair on.
No, he gave his opponent a pair and said, let's
go.
Oh,
okay. Wow. So you know what we need?
That's old school.
Yeah, it is.
I don't hate it.
Number one.
I like it better than him pulling out a gun.
And more than half of pet owners don't believe in vaccinating their pets. They're anti-vaxxers with their pets.
Yeah.
That means they don't get rabies. They don't get any, you know, whatever. I don't know.
I mean, you don't really need a rabies shot.
I think you do.
Not really. I don't think so.
I think you do. I think Nard needs
a
rabies shot.
Do dogs just get rabies?
Some of the women that Nard's been sleeping with, he definitely needs a rabies shot.
Okay, what? All right. That, no.